Composite simulation in CAD improves analysis productivity. Can FAIA help long fiber composites break into commercial markets? Composites have had a long history of lightweighting in the automotive sector. Due to their strength, corrosion resistance and low maintenance, composite parts have many advantages over their metallic cousins. Short fiber composites have made their way into a variety of interiors. However, the costs and longer production times associated with structural long fiber composites have limited their use to race cars and high-end vehicles. Using simulation software like Siemens NX Laminate Composites, organizations like the Composites Innovation Center, CIC, are finding cheaper and faster ways to have long fiber composites break into the commercial market. Initially, we worked on smaller, niche applications such as doors on projects like Westward Industries Geo4 Urban Utility Vehicle, said Alistair Thomas, Principal Engineer for Ground Transportation and Design at CIC. We then expanded the focus of the project to the structural tubs. The vehicle's powertrain experienced a lot of benefits from a lighter design using fiberglass parts. The Geo4 is a street-legal, three-wheeled vehicle often used in compact areas and situations such as parking enforcement, airports, zoos, golf courses and more. Common challenges to simulating composites in FAIA. One of the common challenges when simulating composites are the many variables associated with their orthotropic nature. Composites have different properties based on the fiber orientation, said Thomas. You need to take these factors into consideration when developing your designs. In other words, the orientation of each layer in the composite can be at the same, or different, angle than the ones below it. This will create a different performance based on where the loads are applied. Thomas also mentioned that the failure method for composites is very different than that of metallic components. Traditional materials often see linear stress versus strain followed by plastic deformation before breakage. Composites, however, have more methods of breaking, explained Thomas. You can see matrix cracking, delamination, fiber breakage and more. This difference in performance can be a challenge to simulate. This difference to traditional material breakage is exacerbated by the fact that composites are not usually well understood individually. We have years and years worth of data on metals in various databases. Unfortunately, that doesn't exist in composites. And when databases do exist, they are often internal intellectual property. Thomas explained that lack of fatigue and failure analysis for composites is a limitation of the technology. He said there currently isn't a universally accepted method to assess fatigue, and many failure analyses are based on the breaking of the first ply, which is a conservative estimate due to stiffness redistributions between the remaining plies. The industry is in need of more studies to determine failure and fatigue methods and modes. For now, he said, many applications that are fatigue-dependent use higher safety factors. But the added material can make you lose the advantage of the lighter weight. Currently, the replacement of the Geo4 metallic components is in the design and prototyping phase for the rear window panel, seat, floor and dashboard. However, with a better understanding of composites breakage and fatigue, less prototyping would be required. Nonetheless, NX Laminate Composites simulation capabilities have been able to curtail some of this prototyping. The benefits of simulation in CAD when modeling composites. Initially, Thomas and his team used separate analysis and CAD software to run a composite simulation. It was very time-consuming, said Thomas. With all those variables associated with composites, we had to go back to the CAD and make changes very often. As the simulation and CAD software were separated, we often had to start the simulation from scratch. This initial solution was obviously unsustainable. As a result, CIC looked at various software alternatives. As NX integrates CAD and simulation, it makes the process much easier. This was a big selling point, Thomas emphasized. He added that other software didn't provide the composite analysis capabilities he needed. They might have orthotropic material definitions but not include composite failure equations, Thomas said. As NX Laminate Composites integrates all these functions into the CAD, it was very affordable. The integration into CAD has increased the speed that Thomas and his team can produce simulations and optimizations for Westward Industries. Making small alterations to the Geo4 composites can be quickly assessed by simulation. Thomas said, we can run through multiple simulations and find the best iteration for the design. You can look at the deflection and say, let's increase the core thickness, and test it out very quickly. We have more confidence in our results now, said Thomas. Depending on the project, we might produce a physical prototype to compare the results to the simulations. Generally, we have very comparable matching to the results of both tests. The times when values did differ, we found that it was due to an overstrained boundary condition. Once we fixed that, the results matched. How NX-Laminate Composites works. NX-Laminate Composites works by using classical laminate theory. The idea is that, if you define the material, longitudinal, transverse, shear and placement properties for each ply in the composite layup, then you can determine a stiffness matrix of the ply in all directions. The more detail a user has on the production of the composite, the more accurate the stiffness matrix will be. To that end, detailed information of ply draping will better predict the orientation of the ply due to curvatures. Technology to assess draping does exist in NX-Laminate Composites, but a more advanced one exists in Siemens FiberSim software, said Thomas. Though bidirectional data exchange between NX-Laminate Composites and FiberSim is supported, it is a separate software. Once you apply loads and boundary conditions to the laminate, the stiffness matrix can be used to calculate the deformations. This deformation can then be used to calculate the strain and stress for each ply in the whole composite. Users are able to set up the composite analysis, define each ply and even edit the stiffness matrix manually using the NX-Laminate Composites modeler interface. Once the plies and loads are defined, then NX will perform the calculations automatically, said Thomas. If you need to make a correction or change a variable, like a ply's application angle, then you just make an update in the modeler. It is really quite easy. You can then review the results of the displacement or run an individual post-processing analysis for each ply. This analysis can be based on a safety factor, strain, stress, or deformation. NX-Laminate Composites is also able to perform automated optimizations for the laminate variables based on the loads and boundary conditions. This optimization can be based on a goal to improve the mass, strength, and modulus, by varying ply angle, materials and thickness. However, this optimization will not take geometry into account. The best option is to determine the loads the composite will experience based on its geometry and full assembly, and then apply that onto the composite block. The software can run through multiple iterations to find the best angle position and layup placement for each ply. For instance, if the part will experience only a longitudinal load, then you will want all the fibers in that direction. Additionally, if your composite is bending, then you will want the unidirectional plies at the outermost region in the layup in order to increase the stiffness of the part. However, the layup order will also be dependent on other factors, such as the desired finishing of the part. Using NX-Laminate Composites simulation and optimization technology, CIC was able to reduce the weight of various GO4 components by 50%. Additionally, the software's analysis capabilities ensured the lighter components didn't trade off safety. As the design developed, changes were required to the GoCAD4 model. NX allowed CIC to make these changes to the CAD and FEA model quickly, said Thomas. This allowed for faster design iterations. It was also necessary to analyze the new components within the entire assembly of the vehicle to better understand load transfer between various parts. NX allowed CIC to integrate the new components within an FEA model of the GO4 vehicle. To find out more about NX-Laminate Composites, follow this link. Siemens PLM Software has sponsored this post. They have no editorial input to this post, all opinions are mine. Sean Wasserman.